The Drama Critics Circle Award and Drama Desk Award winning rock horror musical comedy Little Shop of Horrors is open for business at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. The Berkshire Theater Group production is directed by Ethan Hurd. The celebrated production has music by Academy Award, Golden Globe Award, and Tony Award winners Alan Menken and lyrics by Howard Ashman. Stanley Bohoric plays Seymour Krelborn. He and Ethan Hurd join us this morning to talk about this wonderful production. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. We're great.
It's really nice to have you on the show talking about this production. I love the show. We were all very excited to know that it was coming to town, and you were all putting it together. So let us begin with you, Ethan, of how this came about.
Well, we love the show too. It is one of the top five musicals to be produced in American high schools for the past 30 years. So I think it's a beloved show for a reason. It's a fabulous score. And Kate McGuire asked me to do it. And I knew right away that the answer is a resounding yes. And we wanted to find a new way of doing it.
All right. So. Now, this is the part of the story I absolutely love. So who wants to take credit? And I hope you do. But who wants to take credit for the idea?
Well, it is a team effort,
of
a team
course,
idea.
Everything is. Can I give you credit?
Well, give Stanley and me credit. And the designers. Fabulous team of designers. We wanted to not rent the foam plant that so many productions do rent, you know, from these houses around the country that
the
supply
puppet.
Them. The puppet.
Right.
And we decided how cool would it be to have a female voice offstage and a male drag queen lip syncing on stage.
Okay. First of all, most incredible, coolest thing ever, right?
It's a wild idea.
It is. It's great. And you sold it. That's the wonderful thing.
Well, Kate McGuire is so trusting, and she believed in the idea, and it paid off, and it's really working. Audiences are really eating it up, shall we say.
No, what I just want to be in on the conversation where, and maybe I'm just making this up on my head, but was there ever a discussion to say, well, we'll just have the drag queens sing?
There actually was, yeah. And when Brianna came in, Brianna Parham is the voice.
Yes.
When she auditioned, she was so ferocious in the audition room, that Kate McGuire leaned over to me and said, well, can't we just hire her to be on stage too? And, you know, it was tempting. But Torian Everett, who is the actor on stage, and Brianna combined, I think are twice as powerful and twice as funny and magical as one performer could be. Because lip syncing adds this layer of alienation.
Yes.
And this is an alien plant. So I think seeing someone who's not actually singing, mean the words so specifically and so in such a larger-than-life way is really exciting.
So the idea, of course, in the show, what happens, and I hope I'm not giving anything away. it's been around a long time. Hopefully, people know what happens. But as the plan starts eating people, so then how do you direct that?
Well, I don't want to give too much away.
Okay.
But the designers came up with some amazing solutions. You know, it starts small. The plant is small at first and grows bigger and bigger. And there are different ways of eating. Stanley feeds the plant in multiple ways.
And what is that? First of all, Stanley, have you ever been in a production of Little Shop before?
I have not. This is it. This is the first one. Yeah, I've auditioned for it a couple of times. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a part I've thought about playing. But.
Well, it's an iconic role, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. The original Seymour from the 80s, Lee Wilcoff.
Yes.
He and I did a show together, so I wrote to him and I said, oh, I'm so excited. I'm finally getting to play Seymour. And he wrote back and he said, the Hamlet of musical theater. I think he was being a little bit facetious, of course.
One of our great character actors, Lee Wilcoff.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, But great stuff, and it is a very fun role. I would think you'd have a blast with it.
Oh yeah, oh my gosh, the bad puns. But it's a full meal. You know, Alan Menken wrote these like beautiful, simple little ballads that you get to sing, and then these rock songs from the 50s and 60s. So you get to do it all.
One of the things that I find interesting about the show, and you I'm sure know much more about this than I do, but it never went on Broadway, did it? It was always off Broadway.
Well, there was a revival in the past 10 years that ran on Broadway for a little over a year. And actually, one of our actors, James Ludwig, was in that production.
Okay.
Yeah.
But when it originally started, it was an off-Broadway production.
And it had a long off-Broadway run, 5 years.
For such a long time. That's really great. So you've been up and running for a little while. How's it going? What's it been like?
Oh, it's thrilling to hear the audiences respond. You know, this was one of those shows that we craved the laughter in the rehearsal room. We needed that element. And so once the audience arrived, it sort of all began to gel in a new way.
Yeah.
And some kids have been coming, some camp groups, and they go crazy for the idea and for the finale is especially razzle dazzle, you might say.
Yeah.
And audiences have been leaping to their feet. It's really exciting.
And there have been some audience members who have said, you know, that for whatever reason hadn't seen it before, and they've assumed that this is the way it's always done, which I think is really satisfying, because this idea that is a little bit of a risk is paying off. People are really buying it.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
And that is, to your knowledge, is the first time anything like this has been done.
Of
not using a foam rubber plant or whatever they made out of.
As far as we know.
You know, I was 16 years old, and I was in Philly, and Little Shop was playing at the Schubert Theater, and I went down to see it we lived in Philadelphia, but my parents dropped me off, and then they were going to go do something. I wanted to go see the show. And then one thing, because, you know, I was like a stage door kid, and so I went back to the stage door, and they invited me in to be eaten by the plant after the show, and it was great. And I went back, and I was there for like an hour, just getting like
again
repeatedly,
and again.
Like repeatedly digested by Audrey, and which, by the way, is a phrase I don't get to say nearly enough on the radio. And then my when I finally left the theater, I realized when I went out and my mother was there with a police officer thinking that I had been kidnapped because she had no way. This is obviously pre-cell phone texting.
Yeah.
Had no idea. Just thought I had been abducted in the theater. So
well, we showed Stanley's little cousin, little Stanley, last night, a six-year-old, how to get inside the plant.
There he was loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's like, that's when the best time as an uncle, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You feel like a rock star.
Well, which in this case you are,
yeah!
right?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the rest of the cast and how it's all been coming together.
Well, James Ludwig was with us last year, also playing a dentist in Bells Are Ringing
on the
Colonial Theater. Yes. So he's back, this time a meaner dentist. We have Lindsay Nicole Chambers, the wonderful Lindsay, who actually went to middle and high school with Stanley in Columbus, Ohio. She's playing Audrey.
Knocking it out of the park.
Our urchins, Jaleese Wilson, Kay Trinidad.
Alia Hodge.
Are so ferocious. Audiences are cheering them on.
The incredible, life-saving, Steven DeRosa as Mr. Mushnick, who, he was born to play this role.
Yeah. So fun.
And you've been talking about audiences. You mentioned this too, that you have new people who have never seen it. But I would assume there's a familiarity and a nostalgia when many of us see it.
Well, what was really rewarding in the talk back on Monday was that people said, I've seen this five times, or this is my favorite musical, and this was the most exciting version I've seen. You know, and critics have said that. We Belvoir Terrace girls, the Belvoir Terrace summer camp girls, came to one of our previews. And then on Sunday, we ran into Alan Menken himself in Lenox, Massachusetts. His daughter went to Belvoir Terrace, and he was here to do a concert. And he invited Stanley and Lindsay to sing Suddenly Seymour with him. So there's a YouTube video of that on our Facebook page.
I saw that.
Yeah.
But I didn't know. So now, has he come to see the production?
He's coming this week or next week before the show ends.
We showed him production photos, so he can't miss it. Knock
that
on wood.
That is amazing. That is really cool.
It was really serendipitous.
So but from the sounds of the telling the backstory, it sounds like you didn't have time to like be properly nervous because it happened so quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, we ran into him at 3:00, and he said, "Hey, you know, I'm doing a concert tonight. Why don't you stop by? Oh, you could sing Suddenly Seymour."
It was amazing. And he pounded out on the piano. He was having such a good time.
Yeah, he sang the backups. He sang the three girls parts.
Oh, wow.
It was really crazy.
Following a medley of his, top hits, which include A Whole New World and
Beauty and the Beast.
Tale of the Oldest Time. I mean,
every song we heard as a child.
Right.
Every song.
Yeah.
He's an amazing
writer. Yeah, some of the girls asked, they were so cute. How did you learn to sing? And I said, I learned to sing singing Alan Menken songs on road trips with my brother.
Absolutely.
Like, we knew every word to the opening of Beauty and the Beast. And we would sit in the back of the station wagon and we would sing it on loop. How my parents dealt with that. No, they probably loved it. They were probably singing along too. Let's be honest.
But that is, that's really amazing that you, I mean, that's obviously a bonus, right? You don't expect that going in when you sign the contract to come up here. You never expected that.
No, but I'm starting to think that, magic just happens up
in the Berkshires. Yeah.
Well, magic certainly always happens in the Berkshires. And I don't know how this stuff works. Maybe you can help me. So once you have an idea like this, can you then make that your idea? Like, how do you then extrapolate that to other theaters who are interested in doing it where you get the credit?
We have a phone call into our lawyers about a copyright that is pending.
It's a great question.
So, as I believe you should.
Yeah.
We have a copyright forum on this radio station. I'm just curious as to how that works.
We don't exactly know.
But we're finding out.
I think the costume designer can copyright his design.
Yeah.
And I don't know about the idea. I don't know. We're going to find out.
We're going to find
because
out.
It's an
right, Lane?
It's an interpretation, and it's a very fun one, and something that
an effective one.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's unique, but it's also it brings the show, into right now. Into 2016.
Yeah, it's not just a stunt. It is having a female voice for this plant makes it. Has a whole new layer, a whole new color. There's a sexuality to it that wasn't there before. She can sing in a larger range.
Mm-hmm.
Brianna's voice covers like three octaves.
Because it would normally be a deep bass.
Yeah.
Voice.
Yeah.
And we're also playing with some sound effects. So she goes into these alien sounds too, which is a lot of fun.
Mm. All right. I just want to make sure you get your credit.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate
it. And more importantly, maybe a little cash.
Yeah. We were joking that Torian Everett has his career cut out for him. He can just go from production to production.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
If you're the person that could do that, sure.
Oh, my gosh. He's brilliant.
Yeah, go on the road and do it for as long as you can stand it. and then, so it all comes to, we are playing through the 23rd, so people still have an opportunity.
Yeah, they do. Hustle on down.
Good time. It's, the show is Little Shop of Horrors. It's open for business at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts through July 23rd. And Stanley, I don't think I asked you this, but where do you come? Where do you hail from?
I'm originally from Columbus, Ohio.
Oh,
yeah.
Very nice. And then, so what brought you, is this your first time performing in the Berkshires?
It's not. I've done a couple things at Barrington Stage with Bill Finn.
Excellent.
But it's my first time at Berkshire Theater Group and working this with this fine man.
And then what's next for you?
That's
always a loaded question when I ask that to an actor.
I might be going to Korea to film a children's video. It's the craziest thing. I do these voiceovers,
with Alan Menken.
And I'm probably going to invite Alan Menken to come along, if he's free.
And next,
but vacation is next.
Yeah, vacation is next for us. That's right.
Next for me, I have an opera company called Heartbeat Opera in New York City, and we have a show on the High Line in September, and then a Halloween drag show actually in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Great.
So that'll be a lot of fun.
Well, you can find out more about this production of Little Shop of Horrors by going to berkshiretheatergroup.org, berkshiretheatergroup.org. The link will also be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Stanley Bohorek plays Seymour Krelborn. Ethan Hurd directs the BTG production of Little Shop of Horrors, running at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, through July 23rd. Again, berkshiretheatergroup.org. Ethan and Stanley, I wish you all the luck. You guys are a blast. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
And have a great remainder of the run. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.